Section 4. Elemental Background Knowledge. To make my assumptions more transparent, I will survey the often less well-known background knowledge I shall be relying on in later chapters, and break it down into units or quote-unquote elements that can be tested or debated individually. When elements agree with the near-universal consensus of contemporary scholarship, I won't exhaust any effort to survey the evidence but merely present them as given. I do not assume such elements are beyond any possibility of debate, only that the evidence is such that the burden must be on anyone who would deny them. The remaining elements I will demonstrate to be true with an adequate citation of evidence and scholarship, only because I keep encountering experts who deny them or don't know of them, even when a majority of experts already agree with me. More elements will be enumerated in the next chapter, and we must add to all of these the background facts already presented in the 3 chapters before this and the 6 chapters after. In every case, the argument I develop for each element could be reproduced in formal Bayesian terms, but to keep things simple, I present them in colloquial terms. As background knowledge, the procedure for each would be to assign a neutral prior probability, which for each simple binary true-false statement is 0.5 or 50%, and then ask how probable the total body of human knowledge is on that hypothesis, on H, in other words, that the claim is true, and how probable it is on not H, that the claim is false, especially the evidence specifically enumerated here, the evidence most directly determinative of H or not H, and then stating the posterior probability that results, which in some cases is maybe, meaning more than merely possible but still not certain, and in others is certainly, meaning not absolutely certain, but certain to a very high probability, or some degree in between. I have carefully worded my claims in each element to reflect this.